fourth second. Jerry Brown has it. The short one out. Back to first. Double play. Game is over.
It's time for another Tribe Tale with Indians Vice President Bob DiBiasio.
Joining me now is former Indians catcher third baseman, a man who shares one of the greatest names in Indians history, Mr. Earl Averill. Earl, thank you for taking the time to be with us, sir.
It's my pleasure.
Today is your 76th birthday. Happy birthday to you. You were born right here in Cleveland, Ohio in 1931, a year in which your Hall of Fame father, Howard Earl Averill, enjoyed quite a season, hitting .333, had 209 hits, 36 doubles, 10 triples, 32 homers. He scored 140 runs and drove in an incredible 143 RBIs. You entered this world to quite a baseball happening.
Yeah, I just think you wanted to call me Homer.
That's not right.
Well, I think maybe if the records are correct, he may have hit a home run on that day. But I'm not sure. Mother wouldn't put up with it anyway.
When did you first realize you were growing up in a special baseball family with a very special father?
Well, I think Dad kept us so low-key. I never did realize it until I really was actually older, because Dad just never really beat on his chest about anything. And the closest he came to talking about his baseball career was talking about the fellows he'd played ball with. They're oftentimes away from the ballpark more than his time at the field.
Hey, let's talk your career. You made it to the big leagues in 1956 with the Cleveland Indians. It had to be very special for you, putting on the same uniform as your dad.
Yeah, it was a special time. I don't think I was ready for it, but that's another issue. But I didn't realize the impact that that Dad had on Cleveland, and I was basically awed by all the acclamations about him when I got back there.
You know, you're one of only four father-son combos in Indians history. Some of the greatest names. We had the Bagbys. We just enshrined Jim Bagby Sr. into the Indians Hall of Fame, his son Jim. So it was Jim and Jim Bagby, obviously Earl and Earl Averill, Tito and Terry Francona, and then David Bell and Buddy Bell, of course, were one. And we have one grandfather and one grandson in Ray Boone and Aaron Boone. For a little trivia out there for the father-son combo, let's reflect on your career. Parts of seven seasons with five different clubs. You know, I was looking through it. You played every position except for shortstop and pitcher. Can you reflect on your days in the big leagues?
Well, they were trying to find some place they could stand me, I guess.
Which one of those spots did you like best?
I preferred to catch. Everything was right in front of you, and you're involved in everything, and you never had to worry about sweat because it was always there.
Your dad was enshrined in Cooperstown in 1975. That had to be a special day for the family.
It was a special day for all of us, yeah. It was a long time coming, and we had to rally hard, if you can believe that, to get him into the Hall of Fame. And when you look back on, like you reflected on some of the numbers, that, my golly, he had 5 years in a row, if you look at them, that are comparable to anything that's ever been done. And he got injured in the following year and hit like .298, and they wanted to cut him a number of thousands of dollars. And then he come back and hits .378 and gets beat out for his batting title by Lou Kaplan.
Yeah, no question. It took way too long for the Earl of Snohomish, or was it the Rock of Snohomish that he was most known for? I know he had both nicknames. Which one was truly his nickname?
Well, I have to correct you. It's Snohomish.
Snohomish. I'm sorry. Snohomish.
No, that's okay. I think Howard
What's a Cleveland kid know?
Got that right.
So which one was more appropriate, though, the Rock or the Earl of?
Well, it depends on where you were. He was always known as the Earl of Snohomish out here. The Rock basically came from, as I understand it, one of the traditions in spring training is to attach a rookie with a nickname, and that's where he got the nickname during spring training.
Earl, it was great catching up with you, sir, and on behalf of Tribe fans everywhere, we wish you and yours the very, very best, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you on the 26th.
Yes, sir. Earl Averill, our latest Tribe Tales.